announcement made of the new raffle car, 72 GMC C10. What I guess what made you and the rest of the committee and the college decide to go on a pickup route this time?
Well, just trying to make things a little bit different.
Gentleman donated that truck to us. I believe it was out of Lincoln. So,
tell us what's so special about it. I mean, I take it's been taken care of under the hood. What do you like about it?
Oh, it's a pretty neat old pickup. It's a 72 GMC. It's got a 6.0 in it with a 4L80 transmission. It's actually sitting on a 98 Chevy frame with a 98 Chevy box behind it. It really turned out nice. Runs and drives nice. Fun little truck.
So is that the case with a lot of vehicles? Sometimes you put on some, combine them a little bit with some newer frames. Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, it does happen a lot anymore. Just gets the suspension and stuff upgraded and is a little less expensive than doing it on the old style frame.
A total of 10,000 raffle tickets going to be offered at a cost of $10 each. And this is pretty much the same type of pattern with amount of tickets and price you've gone with the last couple of years, isn't it?
Yeah. This is our 20th vehicle that we've raffled off. So it's been $10 for 20 years. New to the raffle this year is you can buy tickets online.
So if you can't make it to this certain event to see it in person, which you always like to have people come out and check it out in person, if that's, folks living out of state, if they like it, it's really going to help them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, we used to get lots of phone calls, and I can't get there. How can I buy a ticket? So we're going to try this year. So.
All right, I'll put you on the spot because I always do this to you. Where does this one rank among the other, for 20 years, the other 19? Is this rank right up there with the best of them?
Oh, yeah, it seems like everybody says they get nicer every year. I don't know about that, but I have my favorites.
All right, you brought it up. What's your all-time favorite vehicle that the raffle car over the years?
Over the years, that Dodge Challenger, that plum crazy purple Dodge Challenger, that was my favorite car.
Maybe in next year or the next year, you're going to have to come back with another one.
Well, you never know. We've got a few of them in the works, but no Challengers.
You're ready for the string of parades and car shows and cruise night events. This is gonna go fast here from July into August, isn't it?
It does go fast. We'll be in McCook a couple times throughout the course of the summer. And I don't have the schedule in front of me, but pretty much we're all over the state of Nebraska throughout the summer.
Yeah, I don't have the schedule in front of me either. But, yeah, you pretty much hit a lot of fairs. And, as you said, McCook a couple of times and pretty popular. This has always been a popular promotion. And you invite folks at each one of these locations. Now, you don't let folks drive it, but you can see what's the interior underneath the hood. And if you have any questions, you're always there for that, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. And then, all this money goes back to scholarship fund to help support the transportation students. So it's a good deal.
Yes, it is. I'm glad you brought that up, Brian. You've been in charge of that for many, many years and just got done with another school year. And I'm sure another great group of kids to work with, wasn't it?
They're appreciative and it's a good deal.
When these kids go on and find jobs and automotive work and I'm sure you hear from those folks a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's fun to keep track of them over the course of their careers.